I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is today's faith for today. Our title is Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Church, there are times, if we're honest, when we all feel that little devil sitting on our shoulder. You've seen the picture, just like in the cartoons, an angel on one side and the devil on the other. And church, let me tell you, that devil's not loud. He does not scream. He does not kick down the door. He whispers. And oh, how right it sounds. The words he speaks feel reasonable. They feel logical. They even sound spiritual. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of the light. He doesn't come looking evil. He comes looking right. That's the devil's old trick. All the way back in the garden, Eve wasn't tempted with poison. She was tempted with fruit. Did God really say, you won't surely die? It'll make you wiser. Church, the enemy always questions God's word, minimizes the cost, magnifies the desire. And Eve listened. Just one whisper, just one compromise, and paradise was lost. Let's talk about a king who listened too long. Fast forward to King David, a man after God's own heart, a worshiper, a warrior, a king. But one evening, he stayed where he didn't belong, looked longer than he should have, and that slick little devil leaned in close. It's just a look. You deserve this. No, no, no. Church, David didn't fall in one step. He slid little by little, whisper by whisper, and listening to the enemy cost him peace, integrity, and lives. That was Bathsheba watching as she bathed on the rooftop. The devil is slick, but he's not new. Hear me clearly today, the devil has no new tricks. He just repackages old lies. He whispers, God understands. Everybody's doing it. You can stop later. It's not that serious. But the wages of sin is still death, and compromise still costs more than we think. So how do we resist? James 4:7 declares, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Church, submission comes before resistance. I'll read that again. Submission comes before resistance. You can't rebuke what you're still entertaining. You can't resist what you're still agreeing with. Jesus showed us the way. When Satan came to Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus didn't debate. He didn't negotiate. He didn't say, let me even think about it. He said, it is written. That's what the key is here, guys. It is written. And when Peter tried to pull Jesus off God's plan, Jesus didn't soften. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Not beside me, not in front of me, not advising me, behind me. Whose voice are you listening to? Every day, voices speak. One leads to life, one leads to destruction. God's voice brings conviction, humility, and obedience. The enemy's voice brings excuses, pride, and delay. If it pulls you away from God, it's not God. If it contradicts his word, it's not God. If it feeds your flesh, it's not God. Let's close the call. That little devil may sound right, but right-sounding lies are still lies. So when temptation comes, when the whisper starts, when the excuses feel justified, that's when you need to stand up in the authority of Jesus Christ and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the devil still has to flee. Amen. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.